Hi, I'm with Patrick Boonstra, who has just run a very interesting and lively track on social media ROI and the ROI of engagement. It was set up as a kind of bullshit bingo game to start with, and the discussion was really, really illuminating. And Patrick is here with me just to kind of give his thoughts on the discussion and some takeaways for recruiters, because Patrick, it looked to me as if everyone had a view, and they were all quite different as to, you know, how you actually measure engagement.
Well, thanks, Martin. I think it's a topic most of us are struggling with, and you could see the struggle. What I tried to do is set some extreme statements so people really had to choose. Because when you choose, then well, you get a bit of a focus, uh-huh. And you get a lively discussion. Measuring, and especially what do you measure, is apparently quite difficult. Mm-hmm. Although we have all these techniques and we have all these metrics to measure, apparently it's still very hard. What I personally think is measuring is not the problem. It's actually setting the goals, actually knowing what to measure. And technique should follow from that. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently both are very difficult. What I find, what struck me as very interesting was that I love to set at least some goals to know where I'm heading. Mm-hmm. And especially in social media, what I see companies and people doing wrong is they just do it. They just start off with a lot of enthusiasm, not knowing where to go. Which for some people is a very nice trip, and for most people turns out to be a bit of a disillusion, because they don't know where they're heading, and some people just love to wander around and be inspired and meet interesting new people and make the most of it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, most companies, especially the bigger companies, they see this wandering as a loss. Mm-hmm. So I find that very that's what I take away from this session, the discussions on that, and that there's not just one correct way. I mean, wandering around works for some people, and setting a goal works for other people.
That's very, very interesting. So I guess the number one thing then would be understanding why you're doing it.
For me as a person, or for a company I advise?
As a recruiter.
Well, as a recruiter, I'm not a recruiter. I work for an employment branding and recruitment agency. So we advise recruiters on using social media. What I see is doing social media or not is not the question anymore. It's more about prioritizing. Uh-huh. As a big company, you should be present on all big media channels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If your audience is there. Mm-hmm. So mine is TV. I mean, TV is a lot of waste currently. Okay. And the nice thing about the most social media is that you can actually, within these huge platforms, you can focus based on characteristics or interests targeting within groups on the big media. So that's what I advise. I mean, you have to do something, you can't afford not to, but prioritize. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, most companies run to the big four or big five platforms, the Facebook, the LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Twitter, YouTube, and Holland Hives, forgetting that there is so many more interesting topics. Just last week, I came across this platform where DJs upload their tracks, and a huge community about this part is very interesting. Oh, this is a cool riff. Oh, this came from this and this sample. Mm-hmm. So very lively community on music. So there's all kinds of interesting platforms where people hang around with a cool interest, which could be far more interesting for companies to target.
Great, Patrick. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Martin.